morning had arrived. Victoria was raking leaves in her backyard when she suddenly heard a car drive up. Peeking over the wooden fence, she saw Nick's black Audi pulling into her driveway. She quickly smoothed her shoulder-length auburn hair and wiped the dirt off her gardening gloves. "Good grief, he's early and I'm a mess. I haven't even showered yet, and here he is," she said in a hurry as she walked through the gate to greet him. "Nick, you surprised me. You're early, and as you can see, I'm a mess," she called to him. He saw her coming towards him with mud on her shoes and jeans and smudges of dirt on her pretty angel face. But she looked beautiful to him. "Victoria, you look great, dirt and all," he said, smiling. He gave her an enormous hug and planted a wet, warm kiss on her soft lips. "Wow," he said, "you're even tastier with a little garden dirt," he laughed. "I'm so happy to see you, Nick. How was the drive up here?" she asked. She was hoping he wouldn't get much closer to her. "Uneventful. I even made it through New York City without a hitch. And get this, Victoria, my GPS told me there was no such place as Harbor Cove." "This place doesn't exist, Victoria." "Then how did you get here, Nick?" she asked him. "Well, my dear, have you ever heard of an old-fashioned thing called a road map? You know, that kind that AAA gives out for trips, at least they used to. That's what I used, or I would have ended up over the border in Canada somewhere," he laughed. Okay, don't rub it in. I know this place is a whistle stop, but I love it here, Nick, and so will you," she said, smiling. "We'll see about that," he said hesitantly. He hated small towns, but he'd never tell her that. He took her by the hand and drew her closer to him as they walked up onto the porch to go into the house. "Hey, don't get too cozy in broad daylight," she told him. "Old Ed the Stover next door watches everything I do. And I don't want to be the town gossip story tomorrow, Nick." Nick peered over at the house next door where Edna Stover was living. The house looked vacant, with tall weeds filling dead flower gardens. Most of the windows of the home were shattered, and the house desperately needed repairs to the broken-down porch. No one could climb those stairs, especially not an old woman. The front door was hanging open on a single hinge. The house was obviously run down and had been vacant for many years. For sure, it was uninhabitable. "Victoria, are you saying your neighbor Edna lives in that house now?" he questioned. "Yes, Nick, Edna has lived in that same house for over 40 years. She and I have become exceptional friends. She's quite a hybrid tea rose gardener, just like me, Nick. She's probably watching us now from her upstairs bedroom window. Let's hurry up and go in the house so I can show you how I fixed it up," she answered, almost pushing him in the front door. "I think you'll like my choice of paint colors and my New England-style furniture." Nick looked at Victoria with a puzzled look. "Why are you staring at me like that, Nick?" she asked him. "I'm just admiring how lovely you are," he answered. Something was definitely wrong, and he didn't know how to answer her. There was no one living in the house next door. He knew that for a fact because he had inquired at a local realty company if any homes were for sale near Victoria's home on Walnut Street. He was looking for a second home in Harbor Cove so he could be near Victoria. The house next door had been vacant for over 5 years and was now on the market as an estate sale. The previous owner, an elderly woman, had died 5 years ago in a head-on car collision. Her name had been Edna Stover.